producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If I don't get to all these calls, there's a good chance Leanne will. Probably need to ask her. She's coming up. I want to go to James, Steve, Sean, Blake, Michael, everybody we can here. James in Kentucky, you're on with Alex Jones in Austin, Texas. Joe Biggs in London, and he's about to go to London in a few days, in Paris, France. Go ahead. You're on the air, James.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. I greatly appreciate all that you guys do. Love your coverage. Love you being on the forefront of the info war. Look, my point was is that, you know, lately Texas has been in the forefront. Governor Abbott, you know, refusing refugees, spearheading, you know, at least observing the Jade Helm 15. And I believe it's time to kind of flip the script on the globalist and start doing our own problem reaction solution. Governor Abbott, George Soros, you know, his owning of Home Depot and Lowe's, you know, why couldn't we legally go after the assets of the Home Depots and Lowe's in Texas?
Well, I agree that George Soros should be sued for his criminal activity. I mean, if anybody can be sued for overthrowing Ukraine and helping fund the refugees and the rest of it, I mean, it's just there's got to be an end to this guy politically.
And indict him criminally for providing material support for terrorists, you know, freeze the assets of Lowe's and Home Depot in Texas, start taking the offensive. Add on to
well,
that.
Well, I agree. I mean, Abbott shouldn't just wait till the White House cooks up some indictment against him. He's pretty much been on the offense, but that's a good point.
Right. And you know, again, giving the problem reaction, let him react to us. You know, let them react to us. And, you know,
well, I'm always about getting on the offense. No, I hear you. Let me jump, James. It's a great point. I don't know if you can legally go after companies that somebody's part owner of, but, I mean, certainly, if Soros does business in Texas, I mean, they've indicted Rick Perry because he vetoed state funding to an ethics commission run by the county attorney who was caught attacking police drunk. I mean, that's totally in his purview. They indicted him. Why can't we indict them for all their crimes, Joe Biggs?
Yeah, I understand. I mean, that's something we should definitely try. I mean, but like you said, those guys have deep, deep pockets. It's hard to go after someone like that has that much money. Because at the end of the day, they're going to pay everybody off and get whatever it is they want. That's the sick thing about this world.
Well, Soros up in Connecticut lives about a mile from a private airfield and keeps a big wide-body jet fueled and ready with pilots. He always keeps a jet. He's got a helicopter on his property. He's ready to run at any moment.
Yeah.
He's a literal James Bond villain. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Tennessee. Last caller we have time for before we hand it over to McAdoo. Go ahead, Steve.
I listened to you, Bill Cooper, and Art Bell on the same day one time. That's how long I've been listening. And what drove Cooper nuts drives me nuts, and that is that the House of Assad, ISIS, and Al-Qaeda are Khazars. The New World Order is being set up by Khazars. Their religion is a Babylonian Talmudism, also called Wahhabism, and trying, you know, they do prey on the minorities, which are the Sunnis, just like they do here with the Black Lives Matter. They prey on the minorities.
You mean the Shiite?
Yeah, they do their dirty work, but the New World Order is trying to establish the new Khazaria. That's why Kiev, when Mars says that Kiev is the new Jerusalem, and Arafat's talking about the Greater Israel Project, they're setting up the new Khazaria before they establish the New World Order.
Well, I know it's been said that the Saudi House of Saud have no claim to any of that area. I thought they were Bedouins that the British intelligence hired to take over some of the camel routes there where a lot of the spices and things were coming through that region of the world. But I'll have to do more research on that. Appreciate your call, Steve, in Tennessee. Joe Biggs, be safe. I know you're going to be a few more days in Paris and on to London, and we'll be checking in with you tomorrow during the weekday show and obviously the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock. Be safe, buddy.
Thank you.
You and Of course, Michael Zimmerman doing a great job. Be sure and pray for those folks. All right, I'm going to hand the baton to the capable, the intelligent, and the lovely Leanne Lady McAdoo.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and infused it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a six-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Radio Show. You have now entered the fourth hour overdrive. I am your host this hour, Leanne McAdoo, and we'll be joined by David Knight later in the hour. We're going to talk about the moral conundrum with this refugee crisis and should we or shouldn't we be bringing them into the U.S. Rob Dew as well is here to talk about something pretty interesting now. It's flu shot season, but there's a whole new game changer out there. But first, I wanted to go ahead and let you guys know that Deep Cleanse is back in stock. It's sold out in just a few days. Months ago, it's really hard for us to procure the organic ingredients that make up Deep Cleanse, so we only have a limited run of this. It is back in stock now. It is the best all-in-one product by InfoWars Life to help the body cleanse itself naturally. And of course, this is, you know, that time of year when we do a lot of partying with the family, and it is a great time to cleanse the body. So go ahead and get your Deep Cleanse. It is back at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today. Now, I want to talk about something else that, you know, some toxins people want to be putting in your body every single year, even though it's only 18% effective, the flu shot. But now this year, little game changer, Uber is going to be offering one-day on-demand vaccinations right to your doorstep. Let's go ahead and play the today's hot topic breaking it down for you.
80% of Americans that didn't get your flu shot yet? Well, Uber, the company that eventually wants to take away your ability to drive, has a solution. That's right, they're offering on-demand flu shots to your doorstep. Uber has teamed with Passport Health and Epidemico, a data mining company owned by Booz Allen Hamilton, to provide flu shots right to your door. That's right, now you can have aluminum, mercury, and other adjuvants injected into your arm in the comfort of your own home. And remember, the flu shot was only 18% effective last year, so this year's numbers can only get better.
Or can they?
Uber Health provided more than 2,000 vaccinations last year, and this year they're going to have up to 10,000 flu shots available, with hundreds of nurses ready in Uber vehicles across the country. But it's only one day. You can read more about it and Booz Allen Hamilton at InfoWars.com. Rob Dew reporting. And sign up for our newsletter at InfoWars.com/insider.
That's right. So now you can have door-to-door delivery of the flu shot. You don't have to go to any of your hospital or go to visit your local nurse. They're going to have nurses on demand. You just go sign up to Uber and choose the label Uber Health. So, Rob Dew, thanks for joining me now. Break this down for us, because Uber seems to really be expanding into many different markets. They really don't want you to leave your house.
Yeah. You know, their mission is to get us all not driving,
right?
Essentially. But now they want to, you know, have nurses come. It's a $10 charge for the nurse to show up, and they can give shots up to 10 people at a time. So they said you could split the cost with your colleagues. And it's like $10. And so who's financing all this? This is what I really wanted to look at. But I just think it's amazing that, you know, it's not enough that they push it at every grocery store. You know, they're going to give you gift cards, 10% off this for getting the flu shot. Every corner pharmaceutical company store, you know, CVS,
when it's 18% effective, it doesn't even counteract the flu that's going around that season.
They never want to tell you that. They just want you to get that flu shot. They want pregnant women to get it. They want the elderly to get the double dose. I mean, it is crazy what they want to push. And now they want to drive these to your house or your place of business and give them to you. And, you know, last year it was four cities, Boston, New York, Washington, and Chicago. This year, 38 cities.
Wow.
And so when I started looking into this article, it was a Washington Post article, and we posted it last night. What interested me was the company involved, and they are called Epidemico. And they're a public health data mining company owned by Booz Allen Hamilton.
Epidemico?
Epidemico. They track epidemics. And Passport Health, they're like a traveling kind of nurse service. So that makes sense that they're involved.
They're like,
even though I don't agree.
Where there's an epidemic, we're there.
Right. And so I started looking at Booz Allen Hamilton, and I put on the bottom when I had Mikhail post this on InfoWars, I said, you got to post this, and then be sure you put a link to one of our articles. Booz Allen Hamilton, it's actually a Daily Paul article. Booz Allen Hamilton, what you don't know about Snowden's former employer. And this is a company that gets 99% of their revenue from the U.S. government. They work for the NSA, the IRS, all the armed forces, FBI, Homeland Security. You know, James Clapper's involved with them. And then they have this character named Dov Zakim, who works with the company. And he also owns a company called Systems Planning Corporation, which they did the investigation into the WTC bombing of 1993. He was the comptroller of the Pentagon during which $2.3 trillion went missing.
Hmm.
Remember, that was the day before 9/11 that Rumsfeld came out and said, we don't know.
And it just so happened to hit that part of the Pentagon where, we'll never get to the bottom of that.
His company's also involved in flight systems capable of remote controlling aircraft.
Hmm.
And who owns Booz Allen Hamilton? The Carlyle Group, which is owned by the Bushes and Bin Laden. So it makes you wonder why a large company like this is working with Uber and this other health provider to track where these vaccinations are going, who's getting them, because all that's done through Uber. You're using your, you know, code and whatever when you're on your account to order it.
Right.
So how, you know, a lot of people on Twitter are speculating that they're doing this to track how effective the flu shot is at giving the people flu instead of actually preventing the flu, because you are being injected with a virus,
right,
a flu virus.
Or seeing how that particular strain of flu that may or may not have been lab created travels, and how quickly it travels, and if it can be contained or controlled. And
now they're doing it in 38 cities, so they're really going to have – and it's a large section. It's you know, the most – more populated cities, that's where Uber is more effective. So That's on Thursday, so that's tomorrow that they're going to be doing this. I would like to challenge somebody. Too bad Austin is not one of the cities, but to have the nurse come and show up and then provide a form that says you're going to take full responsibility for any side effects that may happen after I take this shot. See if they sign it.
And that's the thing.
And take video of it. You know, shoot some video of it, of the Uber nurse coming to your door with the flu shot in hand.
Right. And even educating the Uber nurse, because a lot of times they don't even want to read the package insert. But that's one of the things with this, with the share economy, is that they're not sharing in the responsibility if something bad happens. Like, you see a lot of these stories where a girl might get raped, or a driver is beaten by a drunk person in their car or something like that. But how are they ultimately responsible for it? Well, how are they going to ultimately be responsible if someone is injured by one of these vaccines?
Right. That was brought to them by their $10 service. I mean, very cheap compared to what normally an Uber drive costs, or an Uber, you know, experience costs. But I guess they're not picking somebody up. They're just delivering a nurse.
Right.
And it just blows my mind. And, you know, reading that, I had to do that Hot Topic last night, and we put it up today. And, you know, it just, I'm totally amazed at where our country is going, how crazy it's getting so quickly with all the PC, the political correctness stuff, the vaccine pushing. And it really, there's really few people, you know, standing up and pushing back on this stuff. There are some great websites out there that are doing it, but I'm just totally blown away at this point.
Right. Well, it's all just about acceptance. This is the future that's being created, and don't you even worry about it. There's nothing you can do to stop it. Just like we have the big Texas welcome for Google's self-driving cars.
Right.
Austin is basically the hub for it. They've always been enthusiastic about innovation. So we're going to have these self-driving cars on our streets and just kind of being dumped on us. Whereas I know California has tried to set up some regulations for them, but they're like, yeah, the Austinites keep it weird. They like anything new and innovative.
You know, we didn't like public transportation. People don't like public transportation. They like their cars. You know, if you have a choice, what are you going to do? Drive your car or go take the bus? The only reason we ever take the bus is if we're going to an event downtown and there's no parking, which is done by design to get people out of their cars. They don't provide parking anywhere. So that's the only reason people use, you know, those services like that, if they have a choice.
Yeah. Or like I would prefer to take a bus or the Amtrak or something if it could get me to and from downtown at night safely, but they shut it down at night.
Exactly.
So for those of us who, you know, can't drive downtown, it's like, no, it's not for you. And so it's just basically a useless tool that's out there. That's just why people continually vote against it.
Totally. Now, moving on to, I guess, Paris, what's going on with the shootings, there's been some fallout, and our friend up in Washington, Spokane, Washington, Ozzie Knezovich, has asked his deputies to carry extra guns, or guns and extra ammo with them, especially when they're off duty. Why? To possibly stop something like this. So he's actually saying guns stop crime.
Yeah.
And he wants his people to do it.
Radical idea.
I know,
of course,
totally
gun sales have surged following these Paris attacks.
Right.
And then Obama comes out the next day or so afterward and doubles down and says gun control is going to be the big thing for his last year in office.
Yeah, because that's what helped those people in Paris was gun control. You know, for 2 hours they were stuck in a theater just being picked off. I mean, I read the story. So these people were lying down pretending like they were dead just so they wouldn't get shot, because anytime somebody moved, boom, they would get picked off. They had a spotter and somebody up in the balcony shooting people.
Well, there's another story there on our site about how they were actually coming by and cutting their insides, basically just letting them bleed out.
Right. What it's called,
exactly. Yeah. And then just someone actually wasn't shot because they kicked him in his fake leg, and he had lost his leg. And it was only because he had that fake leg and they kicked him in it and he didn't respond that he was able to survive. And I mean, I've had people commenting on the video that we posted up saying, is that what you would want? You really think that you could stop a terrorist attack? You want a bunch of drunk people at clubs with guns? And the thing is like, the people who have these concealed carry, they're not the ones that are going out and committing these mass atrocities.
Yeah,
they're responsible.
Well, and in the wake of that, there's people in Spokane. Actually, there was 40 people who were just citizens who went out to get their concealed carry permit. And that led me to a site called Gunwatch, and they have this was posted in 2012, and it's called Mass Killings Stopped by Armed Citizens. So here's a church shooting in Colorado Springs was stopped by the shooter being shot by a church member with a concealed carry permit. In Santa Clara, gun shop shooting was stopped by an armed citizen after the shooter declared he was going to kill everyone. and the police found a list of victims in his car, and only the perpetrator was shot.
Right, and actually, there are so many instances of this, and when we come back, I actually want you to talk a little bit about there was another mass shooting. It was one guy, he had five bullets,
right.
And he was able to save 1,000 people from four terrorists who specifically targeted this church, thinking that everyone there would be unarmed.
One man with one gun.
Surprise. We'll be right back.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
All right, welcome Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is the fourth hour Overdrive, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. I love that song. That's like my ultimate top-down, driving through the desert road trip song. But I'm here with Rob Dew, and we were just before the break, we were talking about the fact that gun sales surged after this Paris attack. Obama wants to double down, though, on the gun grabbing, saying that's going to be his top issue for the remainder of his time in office. But you were giving us some statistics of times when one person helped stop a mass attack.
Yeah, and I want to end that with an interview that David Knight did back in June. 5 bullets to save 1,000 people from 4 terrorists. And this is the story of Charles Van Vick, who was armed with a .38 revolver with 5 bullets. He stopped 4 men with AK-47s, grenades, and Molotov cocktails who stormed their church and were going to kill the 1,000 people that were in there. They wanted to kill everybody. And he stopped them. One guy chased him off with a gun with 5 bullets, and now he's a missionary and talks about this. Contrast that to the story, because we talk about Knezovich wanting his cops to be armed at all times. 5 people shot by local police in 48 hours over the weekend. That was in Miami, and we had that off-duty cop that went and shot a guy who was a drummer in a band. His car had broken down, and he thought this guy was coming to rob him, so the guy pulls up behind him, and he jumps out, and the off-duty cop shoots him. And I want to end with this. And I don't want to pick on police, but, I mean, they really are. They're doing better than the burglars now in stealing things from people.
Right, making more money than
police civil asset forfeiture exceed all burglaries in 2014. Police have forfeited, or I guess stolen, $4.5 billion from people in 2014. Contrast that with the $3.9 billion in property losses by burglary offenses.
So police are now taking more assets than criminals, and, of course, they also have a license to kill. So, Well, I want to go ahead and let's start with this John Bowne report, because while we're talking about the fact that Obama is doubling down on the gun grab, he's also blatantly disregarding the concerns of the American people with this refugee crisis.
In the wake of the terror in Paris, President Obama is blatantly disregarding the very real concerns of the American people. Rather than review the policy to bring in 10,000 Syrian refugees after the horror the world witnessed just 5 days ago, Obama clutches like a madman to his power and stays the course on the Bilderberg-fueled globalist demand that he oust President Bashar al-Assad from Syria. Rather than do whatever it takes to protect the United States, Obama is leaving the gates wide open as he shuns the overwhelming concerns of Americans and aids an invading force to quietly enter the United States. People are flooding social media to encourage Americans to call their congressional representatives to stop the resettlement of Middle Eastern migrants after government officials and contractors admitted the migrants cannot be tracked or vetted properly. Nearly 80% of states receiving the most migrants have GOP upper house majorities. Of the 19 states that took in the most refugees per capita in 2013 and 2014, 15 have upper house legislatures dominated by Republicans. In comparison, only 3 of the 19 states are Democratic. The FBI has already admitted the U.S. can't vet all the migrants for terror ties.
We can only query against that which we have collected. And so if someone has never made a ripple in the pond in Syria in a way that would get their identity or their interests reflected in our database, we can query our database until the cows come home, but we're not going to. There will be nothing show up because we have no record on that. You can only query what you've collected. And with respect to Iraqi refugees, we had far more in our databases because of our country's work there for a decade. This is a different situation.
In the case of Syria, you can't go to the government offices in that country. They're in disarray. You can't go interview people who know people who are applying for this status. Do you disagree with the FBI director when he says that vetting Syrian refugees is extremely difficult, if not impossible?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure he said it was impossible. Certainly, not only the Department of Justice, but all of our agencies will make every effort to vet every refugee coming into this country, from the databases to the interviews that those individuals are subject to the biometric screening as well.
Let me go on.
Certainly, there are challenges to that process because of the situation in Syria.
Recently, a Syrian migrant who was relocated to Louisiana went missing. The group accommodating him admitted it doesn't track the migrants. The L.A. Times is reporting that more than half the
All right, now coming up after the break, David Knight will be in here, and we're going to be discussing this vetting process. If you want to watch the rest of that report, it's on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. It's called Terror Migrates to America. It's very important. Be sure to share that on your Facebook page. Share that with all of your friends. It's very important to get that reality out there. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Joined by David Knight. Now, I wanted to let you guys know this is the time to get Supermail Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com before the holidays. This makes an excellent stocking stuffer, and frankly, it's the gift that's going to keep on giving. Now, we have hundreds of five-star reviews for Supermail Vitality. It's our best-selling formula for a reason, because it really works. I'm going to go ahead and read some of the reviews at InfoWarsLife.com, and this is from our certified third-party review system. So Now, this is Team Liberty Radio. He says, I love natural solutions and supplements, and this is a great product. I used to do energy drinks and shots before work, but no more. This is great. And he says it acts quickly, good taste, no side effects, which is the same thing from Link out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. He says some pros are it makes him feel 13 again. He says this product is revolutionary. Its effectiveness increased after the second month in a big way. I use a little extra on performance time, no ill side effects at all. So there you go. And that's just two of hundreds of our five-star reviews. Get your Super Male Vitality now while supplies last. It's an excellent holiday stocking stuffer, and that's at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, David Knight joins me now because I want to, while we're kind of talking about this, you know, the holiday, tis the season and everything, it's Thanksgiving coming up, and so it wouldn't be Thanksgiving without the typical racist memes that come around, talking about how terrible white people are and all of that, the Europeans. But now there is a new meme that I'm seeing on social media. It's Thanksgiving related, and it's if you guys can see this picture here on my phone, you can actually view what I'm looking at if you go to infowars.com/show. But it's a meme, and it's got a Native American there with a pilgrim. And the Native American is thinking, what if we let them in and they turn out to be violent religious fanatics? So, of course, this is playing on the theme of letting in these refugees, sort of saying, you know, here they're saying, well, what would have happened if the Native Americans wouldn't have let the Europeans in? Well, you know, I look at it another way. Hey, it didn't really turn out too good for the Native Americans, did it? So
yeah, that's true. Well, the thing is, though, that that's based on a cartoon understanding. It's fitting that it's a cartoon because it's based on a cartoon understanding of history. Look, we if you go back and you look at history, you understand the relationships between the Pilgrims and the Indians initially were very good. Both sides wanted to get along. It was in their best interest to get along. That's what we celebrate at Thanksgiving. We celebrate that. We celebrate God's provision for us. And that's not something that we're saying, you know, we're going to annihilate the other people. That wasn't the intention of the Pilgrims to come here. They wanted to live with other people. As a matter of fact, they wanted to share with them what they thought was the most valuable thing they had, their relationship with God, with Christ. But what happened over a period of time was that the government stepped in, and the government betrayed and created problems because they violated the treaties, just like our government has violated every treaty with us as well. That's what Russell Means, American Indian Movement founder, said. He said, where white men fear to tread. He said, the government has violated every treaty they ever made with Indians in America. And he said, and now they're violating the treaty that they made with you, white man, the Constitution. And so the problem really is, how do we keep governments accountable and honest? How do we keep governments from fomenting just unrest between two different groups? How do we keep them, how do we make them obey the law? Who watches the watchers? That's really the fundamental question. And it isn't a cultural thing. It isn't that the Pilgrims were evil. You know, if you go back to the Civil War and you look at the notion that is also a cartoon history notion that this was all about, it was an altruistic movement to free the slaves from the evil South. That clearly isn't the case. You look at what these same military people did, like General Sheridan, who said, when I'm finished with the Shenandoah Valley, the most fertile valley in the area, he said, when I'm finished with it, a crow won't be able to cross from one end to the other without carrying his own food with him. And that same guy, and it was just a couple of years, went out west, attacked the Indians in a movement of genocide, and said the only good Indian is a dead Indian. We have to understand where the threat is coming from, and we need to stop with this cartoon history of pitting one group against another, saying that religion is the problem. It isn't the problem. It's the solution.
Well, and it's exactly happening again today. It's very cyclical. So now they have, we're talking about the governments have gone in, they've supplied all the weapons, the ammunition, they've fomented this jihadi crisis that is there in the Middle East and created this refugee crisis. And then now they're playing on our morality, saying, well, we've created this refugee crisis, but now you're a bad person if you do not open your doors wide open and let these people in.
And so that's what Jeb Bush is telling us.
Where do they get the moral authority?
Exactly. That's what Jeb Bush is saying to us. And, of course, I think, you know, just as with his father, George H.W., when he went to Japan, he stood up and threw up at a state dinner, and he became a verb, okay, to do a bush, came to a bushuzuru or something like that. It became synonymous with throwing up, okay, in Japan. Basically, what we need to do is we need to have turned Jeb into a verb. In other words, clueless. The guy is a total Jeb, okay? And evidently, he doesn't care what the general public opinion is either, because he just wants to continue and double down with what's being done. He says, look, we don't want to keep these people out of the country. Instead, we need to solve the problem there. And, of course, his solution to the problem is more war, more involvement, a bigger, wider war that's much deeper, that's going to create more refugees as well as create more terrorists. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. We've got this article from Mikhail talking about hackers who are angry at the governors who said, we're not going to take people who are unvetted. Just as we saw in the report from John Bount, they don't know who these people are. They don't know where they are. They don't know, you know, so there's absolutely no understanding or control of this. And yet, when you look at Jeb Bush talking about this, he says, there's a broader issue at stake here. We're a group of people who declared war on Western civilization in our country. We're going to fix it. And he talks about how he's got experience because he working abroad because he worked for Barclays and Texas Commerce Bank abroad. Of course, he's also got domestic experience because he worked for Lehman Brothers. Okay. Right. This guy is nothing but a part of the class that has created this problem, the bankers, the military-industrial complex. And then he goes on to say, and I'll read this one last quote from the Jeb. He says, his brother and his surge in 2007 was an incredibly courageous act against the popular will. He did something against the public, and he goes, but it was the right thing to do, and it was a great success. Well, I don't think it was. Look at Iraq today. Mm-hmm. Okay? It wasn't a success, Jeb. Okay, right. when he does this kind of stuff, his numbers are plummeting in public opinion. Nobody is believing this, but of course Jeb can rig it. I mean, I'm sorry, Jeb can fix it. That's we know what that fix is. That's what he did for him. Yeah, he got his brother elected president against the popular will, just like they had the war against popular will. And so when we look at hackers who are pushing back, some of the hackers pushing back against ISIS, but other hackers have said they're going to go after the governors. We had this story from Mikhail yesterday. Hackers threaten governors for refusing refugees. And this is an organization, Krakos with Attitudes, CWA. They said, and they spoke with Mikhail, an exclusive story. They said, we will be targeting governors who are stopping refugees from having a place to stay in their state. And they were saying exactly the same thing you began with, Leanne, that we have created this problem, and it's wrong for us to refuse these refugees. Well, there's a better way to solve this. Let's stop the war. Let's target the people who are starting the war. Let's go target Jeb Bush if you want to target somebody, because he's still pushing for this type of policy. Or whoever you think is responsible for fomenting this war, for making us trying to make us Al-Qaeda's Air Force, people who are pushing that, those are the villains, because they're not trying to really solve the problem. They want a greater, larger war.
Right, and they want to play on your moral sympathies to force your hand in this. And, you know, one of the big issues, they say, with the vetting process is that there is no database to vet the people who are coming in. They can say anything they want. I'm this person. I'm Jim Jones. And it doesn't, they haven't mastered the human domain in the Middle East. They don't have this infrastructure that we have set up here in the West where they're able to track and surveil everything. I mean, even though they are, you know, under surveillance and still get away with this.
But I don't want biometric tracking. You know, Hewlett-Packard has made a lot of money essentially being the sole vendor, because they're so connected inside the Israeli government. They're the sole vendor of this biometric system out there. They lost a competition, I think, at one point to EDS, so then they purchased EDS. And of course, you know, we could talk about Carly Fiorina and her deep ties to the CIA, but I don't want biometric controls. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to create, to bring these people, because that's the next situation. Right. They go into these other countries, they attack them, they assassinate people with their drones, they start wars there, they create refugees, we bring refugees over, and they also create terrorists, people who are angry at what we did, angry at America, and justly so. I'm not saying there's an equivalent here, but I'm saying that understand the blowback that you're creating here, okay? Bringing those people in so they can do the same thing here. And then the next solution that they're going to sell us, Leanne, is a biometric tracking for everybody.
Right.
But then, of course, they will
That's how they'll keep us safe.
Exactly, but they won't apply that to their jihadi surrogates, because that's exactly what these people are. They're surrogates for unrest. Mm-hmm. They're surrogates to bring in a new world order, and biometric tracking is going to be a big part of that.
Right, because they are pushing, obviously, for the biometric tracking. That's what they're going to need to be able to vet these refugees, but also saying that in 2016, the big thing is also going to be doing away with encryption, because that's also stopping them from being able to do this. But meanwhile, the border is wide open, bring them in. And one of the things that, you know, you want to point out is the fact that these eight jihadists or whatever that they have been able to identify at this point, they were French nationals. They, you know, it wasn't, they didn't just come from Syria. They were French. And so these were young men who were ripe for radicalization. They couldn't find jobs. There was, you know, obviously some sort of an issue there in France. I mean, a lot of people can't find jobs there, but it wasn't, it's not their parents who were brought in from Algeria, Tunisia, all these other places. They were fine. It's their kids. And so Obama is really pushing this thing of, oh, they're frightened of widows and orphans and things. No, it is these very people who grow up and they're angry about the fact that for what has happened to their country, why they had to become refugees in the first place. And now they come here and they're not going to be able to find jobs because, hey, guess what? Most of America can't find jobs. I mean, there's a huge jobs crisis.
Yeah, I understand. So, I don't think it's totally economic, though. And I don't agree with Bernie Sanders that it's about climate change either. I don't think Al-Qaeda and ISIS were created to fight climate change. No, there's a religious element to it. There's a cultural element to it. And yeah, there is a clash of cultures. And that's why they're trying, as Bobby Jindal said, and he just dropped out yesterday, but he had a great quote. He said, immigration without assimilation is invasion. And so, you know, it takes two to assimilate. You know, it takes two to tango, okay? There's a lot of people who are being brought into this, into the Western civilization, both in Europe and in America, who do not wish to be a part of that society. In the past, immigrants were a great thing. They were a boon to our society because they were coming here to live under a system that they admired, that they wanted to be a part of, that they considered to be better than what they were coming from. They understood that. And so when you had these early waves of European immigrants that were coming in massive numbers in the early 20th century, that was their mindset. They were not coming here for a welfare state. There was no welfare state. Now you have people who are coming here because of a welfare state. They're coming here because they want to take this country over and they just want to loot it, okay? Or they're angry and they've got a chip on their shoulder. Nevertheless, when people come here and they do not wish to assimilate, that is nothing short of an invasion. Right. He's exactly right with that. That's what people need to understand. That he's succinctly stated the situation. Immigration without assimilation is invasion, and that is what the elites who are pushing world government have deliberately set up.
Right, and well, and that's why you look where these jihadists come from there in Belgium. It was like the no-go zone. They weren't assimilating into the culture that
they were creating their own separate area.
Right,
carving that out exactly.
Right, and that's
like Lawaza. Okay,
and that's
here.
Where it was born, and it was able to breed and manifest this, and they were able to move about freely, and it's a no-go zone, and they want those here. You know, they want to have their own Sharia law courts here, and we can't allow that to happen. And not saying, you know, you want to be of religious freedom, you know, it's the United States of America, but we all have to be under the same rules of this Constitution here.
That's right. Yeah, we can argue about history. I disagree completely with that cartoon history that's there, but we understand the path forward. Regardless of what happened, regardless of whether you agree with my position on Thanksgiving and history and everything else, you need to understand that if you're going to bring deliberately bring people in and try to balkanize the West, that is set up for one reason and one reason only, and that is to destroy Western civilization, to destroy borders, to destroy the nations that will stand in the way of the New World Order.
Right.
And Bernie Sanders is right to one degree that there is an indirect relationship between terrorism and climate change. And I did a one-minute report on this. People will be hearing this on the news. But that relationship is that both of these things have been created to usher in a world government. One of them is a beard for the right. The other one is a beard for the left. The leftists want to save the environment. So, yeah, let's have world government. The right wing wants to have open trade and free trade, which they think these transatlantic partnerships are about. And they want quote unquote safety and freedom, safety and security. So, you know, they support a police state. They support this world government that will be ushered in with the trade agreements. But these things are beards. They're not going to give you what you think. They're not going to save the planet. They're not going to make you safer. They're not going to make you more economically prosperous or have free trade. It's managed trade. It's crony capitalism.
Right.
It's total corporatism. And yet they're going to sign on to that because that's their political bias.
Right. And then a lot of people would say, well, why would they want to do that? It doesn't make sense. Why would they want to bring their own economy down? they're separate from us. It's just like the Hunger Games, where they have the districts, and everyone who's poor is in their little district, and then you have to drive miles and miles to, you know, if you're allowed to drive, somehow you can get there to where the elite stay. And they're, you know, gorging on food so much that they have to make themselves vomit so they can continue eating and gorging on food while the rest of the world is starving. So this is the society that they're wanting to create in the future. That's why they're okay with globalization, open borders, because it's not that they're going to all come down with us. There's going to be the upper class and the lower class.
It's because the same people created Hitler and created the communists. They want to lower everything. They want to concentrate everything. And you can see what happened in Bernie Sanders' beloved Nicaragua, you know, where they had the bankers are making 700% return on investment, but the people can't even find food, water, and medicine.
Right.
It always happens that way. It is by design. And both fascism and communism were designed to do that. They were designed to level the economy, leave a few elite in charge, and those elite, that's exactly what they want with their elitist government. They don't want a path for people to be able to rise up and challenge them, to have upward mobility. That's why you've got people like FDR setting up the tax rates, putting an additional burden of 40% taxes on the poorest people on the income tax and the payroll tax.
It'll be less than 90%.
Yeah, exactly. When he came in, the poor people, as I talked about yesterday, were paying 4% income tax, period. When he got finished, their income tax rate went to 29%, and he levied a 15% payroll tax on them. So he put a 40% burden on these people. That's socialism for you. Stop the upward mobility. Put this heavy burden on people because the government is going to make the choices for your life. You won't have the ability to make the choices for your own life.
Right. And they don't ever want to look at those examples of where socialism has completely failed. Communism has completely failed. They only want to look at Denmark or Sweden or places where, frankly, the people there are very homogenous. They all think the same. So you're not going to be able to have that in a society like the United States of America, whereas we are the melting pot. Everyone.
Well, they also are starting out from a position where they're much wealthier than people were in Central America when communism was imposed on them. And so they have much farther to fall. And they want to accelerate that. That's the Cloward and Piven strategy. These are two socialist political scientists who wanted to do this, and they said, hey, we've got to accelerate this somehow so we can create a complete communist state. That's why they're bringing in the immigrants into the wealthy countries as well.
Well, absolutely. Now, David, stick around, because after the break, I want to touch on this moral issue. You're seeing this a lot. You know, prove your Christianity with this bringing in the refugees into the United States. I want to get your take on that. The whole separation of church and state, you know, it's mighty convenient when they're pushing an agenda.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com, or call 888-253-3139.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is the Overdrive Hour. I'm Leanne McAdoo, joined by David Knight. Now, we know that there are 20-plus states now who are refusing to bring in Syrian refugees. And then, of course, this is coming out today. A Tennessee GOP leader says he wants to round up the Syrian refugees and remove them from the state. He's actually saying, let's use the National Guard to round up any Syrian refugees who have recently settled there in Tennessee. And this made me really concerned a little bit because it kind of reminded me of an article that we had at Infowars.com. Did you know America Now, similar to 1930s Germany? And this is Illinois Mike wrote this article, and he's talking about the parallels between 2015 America and 1933 Germany, and how we are basically ripe for another dictator to come in with a populist opinion to round people up, deport ethnic and religious minorities, and get it done. So this is kind of where I'm kind of on the fence here with this whole refugee crisis, bringing them in and out, because obviously, yes, you have people who are fleeing. There are a lot of Muslims being killed there as well as Christians and others. So they're not all jihadists. I get that. You do have genuinely people that need help. But at the same time, you also have jihadists that are embedding themselves within these refugee communities. And of course, you know, in social media, they're really saying, well, what about Matthew 25:35? You know, or what about, you know, the foreigner residing among you must be treated as your native born. Love them as yourself, for you were foreigners in Egypt. So, I mean, there's moral.
I would say to my Christian friends who bought into the leftist paradigm, the same thing I say to my Christian friends who bought into the rightist paradigm. That is, don't use government as a surrogate. And let's talk about the right. First of all, let's talk about how the right looks at the problems of addiction, whether it's alcohol or drugs, and they want prohibition. And what they have done is they have used government as a hammer against people. And they have essentially created a reign of terror in our country with this war on drugs. And I would say to the people on the left, don't use government as a surrogate to practice charity, because that's what they're advocating. If we want to know what this really should look like, we're talking about the terror attacks in France. Alexis de Tocqueville, who came from France to America in the early days of the American Republic and wrote Democracy in America, he was absolutely amazed at the generosity and the charity of the American people. They had the means to do it because they didn't have a government that was robbing them blind and then doing it very poorly. Okay, that's the problem, one of the problems with the welfare state. So they had the means to do it. They were also motivated to do it because of their Christian faith. If you want to know how society should, how society could work, how America succeeded in the past, take a look at Democracy in America. Look at his diary as he traveled through the United States. That's really the way that it could work. And if we didn't have an American foreign policy that was an empire building foreign policy that had put Syria in the crosshairs decades ago with General Clark talking about this, then we wouldn't be involved in all these foreign entanglements. We wouldn't be starting wars. We'd be minding our own business. That's where the Christianity starts. When we make government a god, when we say that every problem needs to be solved by the government, whether it is income inequality or whether it is addiction or whether it is some conflict in a foreign land, everything needs to be done by a centralized, controlled American government. That's where we go off the rails. Let's look at how this would be done if we had a free and open society where people were free to help each other because they had the resources, where we minded our own business and didn't start these wars in the first place.
Right. I think I agree with you. Back in the day, we really did used to have the moral high ground. People, it was our Christian values, and we did go out there, and we really genuinely wanted to help people.
Yes. Now you can still do it. You can still help these people individually.
Absolutely. Well, David Knight, thank you so much for your perspective, as always, on this. We're going to be talking about this more in-depth on the InfoWars Nightly News tonight. That will be Jakari Jackson hosting. I'll be there, and David Knight's got another special report as well. So be sure to tune in to the InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 p.m. Central.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.